This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Our next guest is someone who I've got quite a few things in common with. We've had a similar career path with certain radio stations and time slots. We both have an appreciation for music, food, as well as fashion. Well, some might argue he has more of an appreciation for fashion than I do, and I shan't argue. So please give a warm welcome to someone who is familiar with the best, whether it's sounds, style, and even snacking. DJ Sabby is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, make some noise for the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm him. What up, Fresh?
Make some noise for Sabelo Mtshali.
Dang, you brought my ID into this.
Dude, your VIN number is very, very, very important.
Sure. Trying to run away from SARS, man. These are the days where they come for us.
That's why I'm happy I'm not doing breakfast, dog. Let them come for you. Let them come for you.
Nah, right? You know, you left at the fresh rate, bro.
Are you saying the rate is not the same?
I wouldn't know. You know, was yours really 4K an hour, bro?
I can't even remember.
Yeah? That's a lot of money. But I heard you earned a lot of money, man.
What's your rate?
It's okay. It's okay.
Welcome to Hour of the Week, my dude.
Thank you very much, man. I feel like I'm inside Instagram and YouTube. I'm so used to watching it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I think you're supremely talented. I've watched your career for like, feels like 100 years.
Yeah.
Because your come up has been slow, steady, but it's been happening.
I love the fact you say slow because, you know, I always say I feel like I've had one of the most organic, trajectories in the industry where I've gone through every single room and every single layer that I need to go through to get to this point where I'm at.
Now, before it all started for you, what was the bigger dream?
The bigger dream is still the UK.
Sure.
Right? I would still like to do radio in a foreign country.
Sure.
I would still like to do syndication radio. Those are still some of the big dreams that I would still have to live out.
Yes, sir.
But where I'm at right now in a South African context, I'm really living my dream.
Sure.
Being on a national platform, Metro FM, you know, breakfast.
That's the ultimate, my dude.
That is the ultimate. And here I am.
And speaking about how your journey has been organic, I mean, you've gone from the Western Cape even.
Yeah. The cops number Ian.
Absolutely. Yeah. And going on this tour, you did a national tour before it was popular to do a national tour.
Yeah.
How did you deal with moments where you felt you're being slept on?
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that with your talent and with your... I tell people that you're one of my favorite radio people because you are old-fashionedly meticulous. Mm. You tick all the right boxes. I don't even call it safe radio, but you do radio by the book. Mm. And you can't go wrong when you do that.
Yeah.
Yes, there are rule breakers who might break through.
Yeah.
But you are so by the book. Doesn't surprise me that you're as far as you've gone.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
So the days where you felt like, but why are they sleeping on me? How did you get through those moments?
It's my mom's teachings. My mom's teachings have always been, know what I mean? Ukubekezela, stay loyal to the dream, stay loyal to the idea that consistently wakes you up every single morning to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that really kept me going at times where I felt like, you know what I mean?
I'm in the room, but I don't feel like I am.
You know what I mean? And you just consistently just show up every single day.
Yes.
And you deliver the best show that you can. You deliver the best link that you can because that's all you have every single day.
Sure.
You work on the relationship you have with the listener. You consistently just show up. And that for me, and just believing in my product and not feeling the need to change who I am. I feel like sometimes people tend to change who they are, change who they they really believe they are to fit in.
Yes, sir.
And me sticking the course to me really paid off at the end, where I felt like also going to why really helped me truly understand me and what I offer to the landscape for the listener and also for myself. Because sure. once you start trying to sound like a fresh or try to sound like any other broadcaster that already exists, people already have consumed that.
Absolutely.
And now it's time for you to be you. And I just really offered myself to the listener every single time I had the opportunity to be by the, behind the microphone, bro.
So Zulu Kid in the Western Cape and now in GP.
Yeah.
Tell us how the nuances of each province might or might not have influenced how you did your radio.
Wow, never actually looked at it like that.
Because obviously in the Western Cape, you're speaking to a totally different person.
Very different. Also on KFM.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Having been on the platform.
Exactly.
Me even going out to the Western Cape was a challenge to myself, because the first call I got, so I came to Joburg 2008 to do radio production at NMISA.
Yes.
Fast forward, I was sending my demos to all stations, got a call from East Coast Radio. And East Coast Radio, Mr. Singh, you know, had said come through. I was supposed to meet up with him, ended up not meeting up with him because I felt like I was close to home.
Sure.
My mom is just going to call me and tell me Guti, she needs money and there's just more reason to go home.
There's always, home. The ceiling is always breaking.
Yeah, but now funneling,
exactly.
cooking something. So I felt like the further I am to home, I'm far away from my comfort zone. So stay the course out in Johannesburg, and I realized that maybe Joburg will notice me when I get my commercial tick outside of Gauteng.
Yes, sir.
So when Ian Brendenkamp called me and said, come up to the Eastern Cape to give it a shot at KFM, that was also a challenge to come.
Western Cape. Yeah, yeah.
Go out to the Western Cape, get my stripes. But that was also a shock. I remember one day, Fresh, I was doing a show 3 to 6 in the morning. There's a white lady who sent a message on 32945, I'll never forget. And she was like, I just went to the website and I'm surprised you're black. And that kind of shook my cage a little bit, because now it's the first time I'm experiencing
that side.
This kind of Cape Town.
Sure.
You know? So now I'm starting to ask myself, am I sounding white? Am I sounding black? Do I need to change that? And then I had a great meeting with Ian. But to go back to your question, it was understanding what Cape Town listeners would like to hear on the radio. And for that to happen, I need to interact with Cape Townians.
Sure.
But I felt like I was away from the core Greenpoint listener that one would think listens to KFM, because I was based out in Elita Park.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Which is a hood in Cape Town.
Sure.
So I'm going from the hood all the way to Elita Park. If I'm fortunate enough, I go to Durbanville to go see Baba Mncane and get to experience that LSM, you know, higher end that also speaks to the radio station. So I got the best of both worlds. But coming back to Johannesburg allowed me to just...
Did you kiss the ground when you landed?
I felt at home. I was 19 when I was in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I remember when they were offering me a show in January when I made the decision to come back to Joburg. I felt like Cape Town was too slow. I felt like I was going to be relaxed. I felt like certain things were going to pass me by. I felt like I was not ready for what the Western Cape was going to offer
me. You felt like you'd gone there to retire, but you're 19.
I'm just 19. No. You know, and I felt like life was so predictable. So I came up to Johannesburg, asked for a transfer. Fortunately enough, you know, it's under one umbrella, Prime Media, KFM moved up to Highveld Stereo at the time.
Yes.
And then I got to Highveld Stereo. You're getting one show a week, hanging out to the Sammy T's, Brad Brown. I felt like they were a little bit older and like mentally I was not where they were.
Yes.
And I needed more airtime. Radio's that. The more airtime you get, the better you become.
Sure.
And YFM happened. I had to start all over again via the Y Academy. Yeah.
Tell us why a Y Academy is critical in this industry, or any industry for that matter.
I think training is needed, bro.
Yeah.
We see it. We see it right now. People do not know how to handle themselves when the stove gets very, very hot. There's certain critical teachings that come with learning all the pillars that come with making a radio station function.
Sure.
And just the essence of a link.
Yes.
Sometimes I listen to people and I cringe because the bones of a link are, the calcium is missing sometimes. You know, people do not know how to back announce, throw forward, just the basics, time check, station ID, it's missing.
Hence, I was saying to you that because you do radio by the book and because I'm a radio head for 32 years, I think you're a pleasure to listen to.
Thank you.
Because I'm like, yeah, he did that right. He did that right. He did that right. That's how I listen to radio.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, majority of people, especially those that don't have a radio background, are never taught those basics. Hence, I'm asking about the Y Academy. Because the Y Academy takes you back to basics.
Yes.
Even if you have experience, you are still retaught those basics.
And I think those are the basics that are so instrumental in this day and age and for any other person.
Yes.
Because once that is solidified in you, going all the way higher becomes a little bit easy because you don't forget the basics. Because they become kind of your structure before you color things up. I remember my program manager, Dumele, used to say when we started doing Ground Zero, being part of the Y Academy, he's like, I'm not trying to hear all these other fancy things. Yes. Just park the car.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Tell me the song, back announce, tell me the station, get the fuck out of the link.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
And at the time, you wake up every single morning, you got to a point like, I'm tired. I want content. I want callers. I want everything. Yeah. And you create small structures. I always say to young talent when I used to do radio trainings that when you get into a studio, you're always going to have a clock right in front of you.
Sure.
The logo somewhere around. It's yourself. It's the music. So you create a system. Time check. Me. Music. Music. Yes. Me. Time check. And you get comfortable in that and you keep it moving.
And until you can do those basics with your mic tied behind your back, the other fancy shit is going to dribble you.
That's true.
And that's why we're getting radio that sounds like, I've heard this before. Mm. You sound like so-and-so. Mm. You're doing this like so-and-so.
Yeah.
Because your basics are wrong.
Yeah.
You don't know your basics.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, tell us about the best thing ever. How did you get there?
Best thing ever fresh is just what the name means.
Yeah.
So Sabi is opposite of shabby. Uncle Muhammad in grade 6 gave me the name.
Yes.
And I looked it up one day when I made a decision, this is the name I want to go by. Because in Kulelekasi, everyone being Sabza.
Sure.
And I found that very boring. I was like,
Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero. When people hear Usabele, it's like, Sub-Zero. You know what I mean? During Metro, they started calling me Sub-Papa. I was like, where were you guys in 2005? Because that is brand new. No one's ever called me Sub-Papa.
Exactly.
You know? So when Sabi became a thing in the year 2006, when I made the decision after doing radio at narrow casting at 14.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to take this name forward. I looked it up. Sabi means the best thing ever, the greatest thing in the world, PIMP. I was like, I don't like that part. I'll run with the greatest thing in the world. And
yes, sir.
That's what I'm going to strive to be for myself. So that's why everything I do has best with all the shows I've hosted.
Here's someone else's perspective on the best thing ever.
Wow, what a week. But also, wow, what a man. I think one of the things that make Sabi the best thing ever is both a blessing and a curse. And that is, he has the purest heart. He does things with the purest intentions. And I think people like him either get taken for a ride or they really have blessings coming their way nonstop. He's had both. He's blessed abundantly, career-wise, family-wise. Yes, family-wise, wife-wise.
Cheers,
is blessed. but he's also got a really tough story of his come up, and it's a story of triumph. It's a story of being able to find a way through the hurdles. I think everyone, you'll agree with me when I say everyone in South Africa has a story. We all have a hard story. We all come from a hard background. And he's one of those people who can tell his story, and through his life, you can see how blessed he's been, how hardworking he is. And I just think I wish he saw himself the way the people around him see him. I think people might look at him and think, oh, he calls himself the best thing ever, which means he's probably very arrogant and very cocky, but actually he's actually a very humble person. And I think he sees himself not as great as everyone around him sees him. And it's my job, unfortunately, to be the cocky partner who says, listen, There is no one greater than you. You really are the best thing ever. Chisel. You are in competition with no one. You are in a league of your own. You are the head and not the tail. And we are just so, so proud of you, everything that you've been able to achieve. And I know it's just the tip of the iceberg. I know some of the plans that you've spoken about. And the funny thing is, when you speak about your plans, they happen. When you put things out there, it happens. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come for you, because you are the best thing ever.
That was the best wife ever. Who was that? And why do you have tears in your eyes?
I guess because she gets to see the parts of me that the world will never get to see.
Sure.
She sees the planning. She hears the wildest ideas. She sees my lowest moments.
Sure.
Yeah, man. I guess she's my H to the O. Together we water, man. Like she's made me go through some of the hardest moments in my life, you know, love myself differently and learn how to be loved perfectly and be loved, you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm such a giver, Fresh, and when you meet someone that gives and allows you to receive because you're not used to receiving, it's a foreign feeling. And
sure.
To let go of your of the need to want to give, to take care and to be taken care of. I think that's what my wife has done, man. That's brown eyes. That's my pillar, man. That's my solid pillar.
Why her, dog?
Bro, she loves me. She loves herself.
Kick-ass broadcaster.
She's a Rolls Royce, as you know, Robert calls her.
Yeah.
But more than anything else, man, it's the purpose of this whole life journey through this time that we're going. That she allowed me to see myself for what I truly am.
Yeah.
The giant that I am, as sure. She did mention, because sometimes, you know, as Kanye's mom told Kanye, when a giant looks at himself in the mirror, doesn't see a giant. Maybe sometimes I see my past. I still see the kid who had all these crazy ideas, the kid who comes from Mjondolo, or the kid who comes from a family that had no name that meant anything.
Sure.
It was just another kid.
Sure.
And to become the person that I am right now, where one day my kid will say, Sabi's my father, that name will mean something.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
The same way your son says, Tato, your name means something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, man, that caught me off guard, man. Sorry, I'm just...
That was the point.
Yeah, that really threw me off in a good way.
But she also spoke about some of the tough shit you've had to go through coming up.
Yeah.
What is some of the tough shit you've had to go through coming up?
Hey, Fresh, sometimes you ask yourself, is it even worth it, bro?
Yeah.
Like...
At an effort level or at a do I still want to be alive level?
I've tried. I've thought of suicide so many times.
For real?
Yeah. There was a time in my life where just everything felt like, I mean, maybe I'm born to suffer. As much as this dream.
What was that suffering?
Dad died when I was 10. Mom was going through a stroke.
Jeez.
Family brought me up to Johannesburg. Well, they didn't bring me up to Joburg. I made a decision to come up to Joburg. I land in the darkest side of this town, Eben Rose, George Koch, Matale Hostel, where dreams die.
How old were you when you?
I'm 18.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up in the morning, and what I mean by that is that, bro, the bed is as thick as this thing.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's keeping you going, Fresh, is just the dream. One day I'm on a...
One day is one day.
One day is one day, dog. And... You're walking through the darkest part of the city. Sometimes you'd walk from HEP all the way to Parktown. When you get to school, your mom's advice is ringing off is don't look like Usizulako, which means don't look like your struggles.
Sure.
You come to school looking like you came from a great home. You ate in the morning, but you didn't eat. You're hungry.
Dude.
You didn't have money to buy anything
There's no transport back home.
There's nothing. I'm going to walk from Parktown back to Benros, you know? You can't talk about your suffering because no one really cares until you make it.
Yeah.
Then you can tell your story,
yes.
You know? So this part of my life is just pain. You walk, there's this thing at Penrose. I joke about it now on the radio, but when I reflect, it used to hurt. There's a bridge under Penrose, when if you just after you get off the train,
yeah,
you walk, the guys would put a sign that says Inkunzi Nyukile. Sometimes I'd walk past there.
It's a warning that you'll get mugged here.
Yeah, if you walk past this bridge without 50 rand in your pocket or anything, they're gonna beat you up.
Sure.
And sometimes I'd walk inside, and I'll say to God, today I just want to feel pain because the pain I'm going through is too much.
Jeez.
Maybe today if they beat me, I'll feel something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I can't call my mom and tell her my problems. She's healing from a stroke.
Sure.
There's no one to call, you know what I mean? I'm all by myself in the city. I haven't eaten. The last 10 rand I have needs to last me the whole week. Train ticket is 750 a week.
Yeah.
So I'll grab myself biscuits.
So walking is not an option. Like, you have to walk.
I have to walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Karabo, a homie of mine, would offer me a lift. And sometimes I'd have to lie because I didn't want him to see my position in life.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'll tell him to leave me somewhere
far. Drop me there. I'm meeting my uncle there.
Yeah, I'm going to meet my uncle. Bravos is going to pick me up. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want him to see that part of me. Bro. Like, there were times where I was like, man, F it. You know what I mean? But something in you... And I guess maybe that's the names our parents give us mean something. My grandfather called me Sizwe Majali, which means the future of the Majali family.
Sure.
My mom called me Usabelo, which means I'm a gift to her. That, at times, would save me from my own thoughts.
Mm.
And there's a part of me that I guess maybe it's the first time I even talk about it because I feel like I'm talking to the younger me. To say that was worth it, bro.
Did it ever feel like a burden, though, having those names?
It did, because I felt like I was my mom's hope to live the life she was supposed to live.
Mm.
That when I built the house, that was probably one of the best things I did, because my mom got to live a lighter life.
Yes.
Before God called the name.
Mm.
Because throughout all these years, I just felt like she was just fighting and just giving and giving and giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the latter part of her life, I think I offered her a little bit of ease. And I hope ever she is, she's resting in peace.
No, resting for what? She's working, I mean.
If she is, I'm grateful.
Working. That's
I'm
why you're working.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like I'm rambling right now because
let your heart go, my dog.
Yeah,
let your heart go.
Yeah.
So it's mental health awareness month for men this month.
Mm.
And I mean, you talk about the days where you thought maybe the pain of a mugging might supersede the pain you're going through.
Mm.
The days you felt suicidal.
Mm.
The days that you did almost take your own life, what stopped you?
There's a time I took the pills.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's boring.
Mm. You're such an entertainer. You wanted to go out spectacularly. Like someone give me a plane. Let me find a cliff.
Let me do something dramatic. Now those shy pills and then probably a few bubbles out of my mouth. I think most of the things that I thought of, also, I think with the older I got, I enjoyed the feeling of pain.
Mm.
When I got my first tattoo and my mom passed away, then I got addicted to that feeling.
Oh, yes.
So every now and then I hold myself. And I know I'm going to be like you one day with tattoos everywhere. But I think it was myself, man, that stopped me most of the time. Because I was young and I knew that if I go, that means the dreams my mom had for me were pointless.
They were for nothing.
Were for nothing. The work she's put in was for nothing. You know what I mean? I think being honest with myself, it's my mom that saved me.
Sure.
Because I kept on going for her.
Did you ever tell her how bad it got in Joburg?
When things started being nice.
Mm.
The things started being nice. Because every now and then we'll chat and I'll tell her what excites about Nand.
Sure.
Yeah. And she'd be like, I know. Mm. And every time I would send her money and do things for her, you know, I would always remind her, I told you these days are coming. Felt good. It really felt good.
It's the best feeling.
It's everything.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a savvy feeling. It's a savvy feeling, you know, to have enjoyed those moments with her,
sure.
You know? Yeah.
Dating and or marrying a colleague 101? Mm. Yeah, do's and don'ts.
Be very honest.
Yeah.
Be very honest about...
As in what, baby, that link sucked.
Even that.
Okay.
Even that. Funny enough, she still snoops me.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the things she says, but I have to hear them.
Sure.
Because you get to a position in your life where everyone says all these sweet things.
Yes.
Because they're trying to get something out of you.
Sure.
Everyone is saying all these sweet things, nice things, because they don't want to push you a little bit far. So to have someone in your corner who tells you that you're getting complacent now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That link was, could have gone, you know.
Mm.
She's probably one of the most sound minds in my ecosystem. But I think being very honest and your partner understanding your industry and understanding what you do, when to take things personally.
Mm.
But the key thing is don't disrespect your partner.
Yes.
There's nothing I've done that would put her brand at jeopardy because of my actions. And I'd like her to do the very same thing. Because unfortunately, she's a brand herself.
Sure.
She's built a name for herself. So how I move within society
affects
her stuff.
Yeah.
So I never want her to go into a space and people look at her like less of a woman, less of a person, spirit of Imbokodo, because of my doings. I would never want my actions to be the reason why certain opportunities don't come her way, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
I think those are the key 101s, especially in my line of work. And also understanding that work is work. When I'm behind the microphone, every woman has to feel like they stand a chance with the best thing ever. I can't completely close the door.
Absolutely, boy.
You know?
Move like you're married, broadcast like you're single, dog.
But you gotta know I'm married, though, you know? And it's just that balance. And she allows that to exist. And I think it's from when she met me. But babe, when I'm on radio, it's radio.
It's showbiz.
It's showbiz. Lights are on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We gotta do what we gotta do.
Mm.
But there's nothing I do on the radio that's to disrespect you. At no point.
Yeah, yeah. And she believes it.
Because that's the truth. That's the truth. There's one time where she was like, effort, no.
Yeah.
I had a massive crush on Ubusi.
Ubusi,
Easy to Love has just come out.
Oh, yes.
I said on the radio, I'm like, listen, guys, you all got this is my celeb crush.
Yeah.
And one listener's like, call her live on the radio.
Oh.
That time, I forgot who was listening. They sent me Busi's number.
Yes.
I called Busi live on the radio. I'm like, hey, Busi Lalela.
Yes.
Aye, this boy is failing for you.
I'm Easy to Love.
Yeah, can we go on a date or something? And Busi says, yes, let's do a date. I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? And
you did cross the line. You did cross the line.
And then, you know, she was still my girlfriend at the time. And that time we were still private. Nobody knew anything.
Sure.
She was like, that date is not happening.
Yeah.
I was like, babe, it's a story arc that started. I need to complete the story.
I need to follow up.
Listeners
want to know.
The listeners want to know. She was like, they can call me for that story arc. But yeah, man. Yeah. That date never happened. Shout out to Busi one time.
Oh, I would have said, oh, baby, we are going on a date with Busi. Oh, man.
Yo, man.
You guys are pregnant.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
How would you rate yourself as a dad?
Whew. I once said to her, I'm the best father ever. My son tells me I'm the best father ever.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe him, because when he tells me I'm not doing great, he tells me.
Sure.
But I'm a present dad.
Sure.
I'm a present dad. And because I father from a place of, these are some of the things I wish I did with my dad.
Sure.
I do with my son.
Yes.
I think sometimes I overdo things.
Mm.
But because I just want him to have a totally different life, there's nothing that he should go through that connects with my reality.
Absolutely.
Like, my son's reality is different. Sometimes he tells me certain things. I'm like, at 7, you know this? I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes find that in our quest to break whatever generational curse, in inverted commas, there might be, that sometimes we forget to teach them that they must still work for shit?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, I mean, for instance, I remember when I was from the age of 13, 14, my dad was clear that I'll clothe you, I'll send you to school, I'll feed you, But if you're Nikes, you must get them yourself.
Mm.
I'll get you North Star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll get you the basics.
Yeah.
And for me, it didn't make sense. I was like, Dad, you can afford to buy me Nikes. Mm. Why can't you buy me Nikes? Mm. But now that we have kids, I sometimes find you overcompensate for maybe your dad's shortcomings because you want to break this curse.
Mm.
That now your kids end up not appreciating working for stuff or earning stuff.
Mm.
I don't know how you're doing on your side.
I think it's a catch 22, right?
Yeah.
When my son achieves the things I said he must achieve for him to get certain things, I think I get too excited that he did it.
Yes.
Then I overdo it.
Oh, yes.
I'll give him the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And I'll get him a bag and. Absolutely. Instead of just honoring the fact you said you're going to get him this, that's it.
We have a deal. Yeah.
But I get so excited at the fact that he over-delivered that I feel like I need to give him a little bit more.
Absolutely.
But I'm the tough one, funny enough. I think he's figured it out that Dad wants me to work hard for certain things.
Yeah.
With Mama just
So you're the bad cop?
Yeah, I'm the bad cop.
I'm also the bad cop.
Yeah. With Mama just need to cry a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to get it. Sure. You know what I mean? Like small things we always fight about. No McDonald's money to Thursday.
Sure.
McDonald's on the weekend.
Sure.
You know?
Mm.
But Mom, I'll find out.
Sure.
It's like, Dad, I shouldn't be telling you, but I got McDonald's today. Small things like that. But it's the teachings, the learnings, and someone has to be the bad cop. But I won't lie to you. When I'm hard on my son, I'm hard on him. Sometimes I have to tell myself he's only 7.
Sure.
But it's just also that fear back of mind that I hope I see him to turn 11.
Sure.
Because if I also pass away, because my dad died when I was 10, he remembers these hard lessons that I've left behind on him.
Yeah. We have another voice note for you.
Jeez, who's this one now, Frish?
Hello, my name is Ori. My dad is the best ever because he makes delicious food and nice kisses. He tucks me in beautiful. He wakes people up beautiful. His voice is beautiful. And he makes nice lunch for us. He makes nice... He takes us to dinner. He takes care of me. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like...
New baby on the way.
Yeah.
What are your wishes for number two? Hopes and wishes for number two?
For as long as my kids get to experience the presence of their dad, which is me, Fresh. Like the chat we're having, for as long as I can be there when we go to the beach.
Yeah.
For as long as I can offer them the time at the beach. For as long as I can tuck them in bed. You know, one part I don't get to experience now is dropping him off at school. But for as long as I can pick him up.
Yes.
Those conversations.
It all adds up.
It all adds up. Yes. Like,
and they remember those moments more than they'll remember the money you spent on them.
Yeah. You know?
The dad said we're going to the arcade on Saturday. And we went to the arcade.
Yeah.
That's currency for little people.
Yeah.
But we take it for granted. You can't say, it's like, no, we can't do arcade anymore. We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
And the little heart is broken because they look forward to that and nothing else the whole week.
Yeah.
And I think those are things we often take for granted as parents, that we think kids will get over it.
Yeah.
They carry that scar forever.
Forever.
And the dad didn't show up on this day when he promised he would. And that's all I looked forward to the whole week.
Yeah. You're right.
And then you think buying him a PlayStation will make up for that. No. The PlayStation is a nice thing.
Yeah.
But you still didn't take me to the arcade when you promised you would.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that moment.
You're right. They say we only get 17 summers with them.
Yeah.
After that, well, even after the 13th summer, they already there's know no what guarantee. They want to do. There's no guarantee.
You're not cool anymore.
No. It's like, no, wait, Dad, no. Not in front of my friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think, yeah, my wishes for them also is just... for them to be themselves, man. I don't want them to feel like there's something there to prove to me.
Sure.
They don't owe me anything. I'd love to offer them that.
Sure.
You know, the liberty and the ability to just be themselves, because it was never their decision to come to this place.
My man, we just forced them out into this world and said, see to finish.
Yeah, you know, no.
At the very least, make sure that they become the best versions of themselves so they can go out there and decide when they want to drag someone into life like we did. You know,
they mustn't feel like they gotta come home and do this for Dad. No.
Sure.
Me and Mom have figured that part out.
Like, exactly.
We brought you here because we wanted to love you. You wanted to to give you another part of ours and experience life with you guys being part of us. But don't feel like you owe us anything.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
I know we're running out of time because you have another appointment.
Yeah, that's all good, Fresh. It's a dentist appointment.
Dude, I've got one on Monday.
Yeah.
I had to go see a dentist in Spain.
Mm. You know, in pounds.
In euro. Dude, I felt like I was in an episode of Telemundo. Yeah. I don't know if you watch these Spanish soapies.
Yeah.
I walk into this dentist room.
Yeah.
And she looks about 30s.
Yeah.
Hottest Spanish woman you'll ever see in a movie. And she's my dentist.
Yeah.
And then her three other dentists she works with in her rooms are three males. Mm. The three hottest Spanish men you'll ever see in a movie. Yeah. All of them are in one stage. I felt like I was in a Telemundo
movie.
Series.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, what is this?
Yes.
How can one nation of people just be so beautiful?
Did you stay there longer? Did you make her do other stuff? Maybe find another tooth that's...
No. Yeah. I was like, listen, for now, you know, I opened up for you and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sabi FM, Radio Sabi, the best thing ever. What's your lineup, my dude?
I knew you were going to ask me this question.
I know.
I think you ask people who... who do radio this question. It's always the hardest question. Even when you have people, I'm like, hey, I don't know. It's so tough. I would put myself on breakfast.
Yeah, obviously. It's your station.
It's my station. It's my station.
And preferably a young lineup.
A young lineup?
Preferably a young lineup.
9 to 12, young lineup. Young is what, under 35, yeah?
Under 35, yeah.
Yeah, under 35. The young lineup, young lineup. Andy Makondwana.
Yeah, Andy's dope.
Andy is, from the first time I heard her in Cape Town, I remember calling Tumelo on the bridge. I'm like, Tumelo, there's this girl here on KFM. We need to bring her to Jova.
Incredible energy. She is. Oh. She's a ball of radio fun.
She kills links with no bad music.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Andy's fire. And it's hard to imagine her paired up with anyone because she's been dominant alone.
She doesn't need to be paired up with anyone.
Yeah.
Because then you'd kill the essence of who she's become.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes radio managers don't realize that not everyone is meant to co-host.
Mm.
Some people kick so much ass alone.
Yeah.
Let them kick ass alone.
Let them be. I'm loving Lula Odiba. So now I'm caught up. Do I do Lula Odiba or Zanella Potela between 12 and 3?
I'd give Lula Drive between me and you.
Between you and me? Yeah. Because they're both 12 to 3, and I'm just thinking of how I flip my radio between 12 to 3. It's... I just so much radio. And top of mind.
I love the fact that we're seeing more girls than guys, though, on the lineup so far.
I was saying that we did the show an interview on the morning show. I was like, right now the women are on fire.
Yeah. And not only are they on fire, there are a lot of women on radio right now.
Yes. On prime slots.
And that's what radio needed.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. On prime slots. Yeah. Like I look at our lineup right now, even on Metro, I'm like, women. Okay, cool. So it's just myself and Attach. There's a lot of women dominating on primetime slots and around the entire game. Yeah. You know, it's just women on big shows.
Okay, so between Zanele and Lula.
And Lula.
Between 12 and 6, basically.
12, yeah. Between 12
and 6.
Between 12. Because now I'm trying to see who I'm putting on drive. Okay, let me see. Between 12 and 3, Lula or Zanele.
I'd put Zanele there and put Lula at 3.
3.
Personally.
Yeah.
But it's your radio station.
It's my radio station.
Yeah. I'm just
a shareholder.
Maybe I'm a shareholder.
A shareholder, yeah. It's so crazy because I'm trying to find a guy to balance things up. And I'm sorry, the ladies right now are just, they're just doing their thing.
And I'm finding I'm not hearing a lot of guys stepping up lately.
I was having this chat.
I'm hearing
the
same guys, but I'm not hearing new guys who kick so much ass that I feel that's the next Sabi.
Yeah.
Or that's the next so-and-so.
I hear you. There's two dudes that I hear whenever I'm KZN. And it's rare to find two dudes when they pair that it works. They do a weekend Yom Sinda. Maybe I'm getting it wrong on Gagas.
Sure.
On Saturdays, I think they do it between 2 and 6.
Yeah.
I think they really have a nice energy.
Sure.
And they give each other time to exist when they do the show.
So where would you put them on?
I'll give them 9 to 12, both of them.
Okay.
I'll let them do 9 to 12, both of them, taking us into a brand new day.
So who's doing 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.? Do you have talk or do you have music or just student radio?
I'll probably bring Oliver in to do 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Sports 6 to 7.
Which Oliver?
Oliver Dixon.
Dude, you know, I used to wake up just to listen to Oliver on 702.
Yeah.
And this Oliver is Dixon. Like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's a brilliant mind. I think he's underrated. Mm. He fucking kicks ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just how he's able to move through different conversations.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oliver, and for his age, I'm like, did you come back from another life?
Dude,
he's got an old mind.
He's well read, like he's a hot man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely have Oliver in my lineup. 7 to 9. Sports, there's just so many sports anchors that are really doing their thing.
Mm.
You know, and there's a new generation of them that are offering their voice, and I think it's quite exciting.
Sure.
Let me see. Some of them I've never heard them host. Because it's one thing to share Bully on the radio with sports, but to anchor a show.
Anchor a show yourself.
Yeah, that's another.
It's a different kettle of fish.
It's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
So that's where I get.
Okay, but we I would listen to the radio station.
Yeah, there's with the young generation.
Yeah.
There's some fire fire talent.
And the reason I'm asking you about a young lineup is because. And I don't know who we blame for this. I don't know if we blame radio management in terms of maybe failure to discover more talent faster. That is why, for instance, there's still a lot of nostalgia. Mm. People still want to hear a me, a Zboo, a Touch on the radio because there's not enough young talent coming up fast enough.
Mm.
And I'd love to see that for radio.
Yeah.
I'd love to see younger talent becoming household names the way we've become household names. Mm.
I hear you there. And I have to say, I've been always put in a position when the station makes the decision that it's time for new names to come through. At Y taking over at a time where people are like, yeah, why feel?
Sure.
You know what I mean? We had to prove that this platform exists. Taking over Breakfast, that was another thing at Metro where your name came up, you know.
Yeah.
Taking over from Mo. That will always come up, but I find it exciting.
Yes.
You know, as a talent, it's like, okay, cool.
Also because your journey has been, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And I think because you have that attitude, you've never not done it.
Yes.
And I'm certain I never pegged you as a guy who would present Metro FM Music Awards.
Mm.
But because you have a put it in front of me and I will do it attitude, I knew you wouldn't fail at it.
Mm.
And that's why they brought you back a second year.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, Fresh, like I generally feel like there's nothing you can't do. You just got to fail first.
Yeah.
Then you make a decision whether you want to do it again.
Sure.
Embarrass yourself, learn on the job, practice. If that's what it takes, then that's what needs to happen. But making a decision out of fear that I can't do it, then you're failing yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I say right now, I can't tell you anything about medicine, offer you any medicine. But if I make the decision that one day I'm making a weight loss pill, I'm making a weight loss pill.
Absolutely.
That kind of vibe.
Yes.
Fail and then say, okay, cool, I can't do it after failing. But don't try and then say, I can't do it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, dang it. It might be intimidating playing after Fresh. But you got to experience it first before you make the decision. That kind of stuff.
And you know, I often get asked by people, how do you feel playing after so-and-so? How do you feel playing after so-and-so? How do you feel playing after Kent? How do you feel playing after Black Coffee? And I always tell people the same thing. There is so much music out there.
That's true.
You should never fear playing after anybody. Because you're on the lineup for a reason. So curate your hour according to why you were put on the lineup in the first place.
Yeah.
And you will kick ass at it.
Yeah.
This thing of saying, oh, Kent is playing before me, now I'm scared. Don't be scared, be inspired.
Yeah.
That I know Kent is going to raise it.
Yeah.
It's up to me to decide where I take this crowd next.
Yes.
But I must make sure they remember me.
Mm.
Yes, they want to remember Kent, but I need to make sure they remember me also. And I think the minute we have that mindset switch, then there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah. No, we can do anything.
But we operate from fear.
Fear.
Because of who else is in the room. You're also in the room, motherfucker. Why are you scared?
Yeah.
You're in the same room.
Yeah. Guys are playing and they're looking. I always say the problem sometimes is we're playing and we're looking at the other DJs in the VIP section.
Yes.
We're looking at the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because some of those people in the VIP section or the other DJs are trying to find new music they don't have.
Exactly.
They're trying to hear transitions they never thought of.
Sure.
When Ubi's, what it, there's the people. These are the people that pay to see you. Make these people happy. And keep the drinks flowing. That's why you booked.
Dude, this past Saturday at High, I remember a cousin of mine asking me, are you nervous? I was like, funny enough, I'm not. I'm actually so calm.
Yeah.
And I remember we're driving from the hotel to the club. And my manager's busy talking, asking me questions about a lot. What are you asking me about? I'm in such a nice zone. You know when you're so at peace?
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to kick ass. I was there. My manager's yapping in my ear. And I can't tell you to shut up because also I'm not raised like that. You know what I mean? So I quietly answered a question. And then I closed my eyes to get back into my zone. And I was like, please don't say anything else. Please don't say anything else.
Did she say anything else after?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
She spoke right up until we got to the club.
I guess it was your silence that was probably scaring her.
No, she always has stuff to say.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making, though, is I think as entertainers, we need to stop operating from a place of fear. If anything, rather take that which you fear about the other talent in the room and turn that into your challenge for the day. Is how am I going to rise to the occasion I'm a part of already? You're already in the room, man.
You're already here.
You must be scared that they didn't call you to be on the lineup. Don't be scared that you're on the lineup. You're there.
Yeah. Be scared if they have you under many more.
Ish. There's also that. Or they call you the day before, then you know someone cancelled.
That's true.
Anyway, before you go, we want to play a game. It's called When Last. When last did you pray?
This morning.
What was the prayer? What did you pray about?
God protect my wife over the pregnancy. Allow me to go back home. Protect the car. It's kind of like my daily prayer.
Yeah.
You know? Can I get to work safe and sound, protect my wife, protect my kid, and just it'll be great to go home after this day.
Sure.
Yeah.
When last did you raise your voice, and whom was it towards or at?
Raise my voice?
Yeah.
I think yesterday I called DSTV because my network is just ruined. So I told him, like, I'm tired of this thing. Every time it rains or something happens, the network.
But you're a calm guy, so you raised your voice over the phone?
Yeah. I call Zulu when I'm mad.
Oh, Kunja, there's the other side.
Yeah, there's the other side. Yeah.
There's the other side of the Model C.
Yeah, no. I don't know, when I'm mad, the English disappears.
Sure.
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
It's the bundles just disappear for sure.
When last did you feel undervalued?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Now I just give you my rate.
Yeah.
Deal with it if you can't.
I
think now the 30s also, that's the great thing about the 30s, that I know what I can offer, I know who I am, and there's certain things I'm not willing to negotiate on.
Sure.
Yeah.
When last did you shed a tear?
Right now.
Versus have a good cry?
I think some of the things I've spoken about are going to make me cry. Also, the first week of June for me is an emotional week.
Yeah.
It's my mom's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
And for some weird reason, I got a tattoo here. It itches every time it's this week.
Yeah.
And this is it's an ode to my mom and dad that I have here in my arm. It itches every time it's
this week. So what does it
say? So I got a time. It's a clock. And my dad's name, the year he was born, my mom's name, the year she was born. And it's just, if one could capture time, this is one thing I'd like to hold on to.
Oh, yes. That's dope.
So that's a piece I have right here for some weird reason. Like, even today, look, I'm like,
your radio people are deep, eh?
Yeah. So yeah, I know tomorrow, definitely. Because it always happens that my mom's birthday falls during the day where I have to do the show.
Yeah.
Because when I got the news that my mom just passed away, I was doing my radio show.
Wow.
I was doing a link, heading to sports, got a call from Ulungi, my niece, saying that mom just collapsed. She's dead.
Wow.
And I still had to do that old mutual competition.
Jeez.
On air.
And because you're a professional.
I had to. I still don't know how I did it.
The show has to go on.
The show has to go on. So after that moment, I always say, I can do a link.
There's nothing you can throw at me.
Nah, there's nothing you can throw at me.
Yeah.
I can do a link with someone stabbing me in the bank. I'll finish that link.
Sure.
Yeah.
And still pull the knife out.
I'll still pull the knife. I'm like, you forgot here. There's still space here.
When last did you throw hands? Or get into a fight?
I fresh after my last fight, bro. I lost, eh?
What do you mean?
I have two fights under my belt.
Yeah.
One, I showed that guy flames. I won that fight.
Where? How old were you?
How old was I? I was fighting Mikesh. I was, and every time I share the story, some guys always say, until you win a fight to the black guy, then
I was going to say, Mikesh.
Yeah, Mikesh. No,
you,
no, no.
You're going to win.
I won Mikesh. I think I was 9. I'm trapped. Then I fought a guy by the name of Sete and joined the township.
Sure.
And the guy trapped me fresh. To this day, I'm like, I try and avoid fights, even though I know that I could outpower
you. You could hold your own,
I really try and, avoid fights. Because also some people are going through things. You throw hands, they throw a knife.
Yeah.
It's child.
They pull a gun.
Yeah. So I can't anymore. There's so much for me to do and be here for, as a father especially.
Then to prove a point with throwing hands.
I'll say I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. You do me wrong, I'll say I'm sorry. Yeah.
When last did you have suicidal thoughts, given what your past is?
Nah, it's been good, Fresh. It's been good. Nah. You know, when my mom died, I thought it was going to come back. The wave was going to come back, or the cloud was going to come back.
The sun's been out.
The sun's been out. And I think generally because my environment is quite good. I have a really, really healthy environment around me, bro. And for as long as I keep that the way it is, it's gonna take a while for me to find myself in that position again.
Yeah. When last did you feel fear?
Fear.
Phew.
There was pain my wife had, and we had to go to the doctor.
Your pregnancy fear is the worst.
Yeah, it's like, because you consume so much.
Yes.
If a placenta moves, this could happen.
Yeah.
All these things, they stay in your mind, and you're really trying to live in the positive side of your brain. But every now and then, these things seep in.
Yeah.
And you find yourself just praying, can we just make it to the end? And I think that's just one of the consistent fears, because it's one thing you can't control. It's controlled by the high universe. I'm just trying my best to ensure that these 40 weeks.
Let's carry it full term.
Can we just get to the end where it's all good? So that's just that little bit of fear that is there. That is there, bro.
Do we have a name?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us, or we'll find
no,
out?
No,
when,
no, no, no.
We'll find out when Papa arrives.
I've had, I think about it, when is this airing?
Friday now.
Yeah. From the time I've been putting it out to the universe, bro, for such a long time that I want a baby girl.
Sure.
And I've had a name for a baby girl since.
Oh, so you guys don't know what it is?
Find out in the next exciting episode of Pots.
We'll be back with a name after this.
Yeah, like I share so much, bro. Like right now, it's so hard. I have to hold on to the name.
I know.
Hold on to the gender.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to sharing about everything about my life, even on the radio.
Yeah.
That to hold back these things, I feel like I'm depriving my listener of some parts of me.
You feel like you're going to explode.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a...
Yeah.
But then my wife will probably... I don't know. We're recording, but I feel like she's watching. So I won't tell you that part.
It's wild how... We went into every delivery not knowing if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
We didn't want to know, but we only had one name.
Yeah.
For this. So each gender we got matched the name we had.
Yeah.
But we had no idea what we were getting.
That is so crazy.
It's wild. It's the wildest thing ever.
For me, I can tell you this. If it's a boy, I don't have a name.
Jeez, so it's a girl.
If it's a... No, like, for when we made the decision to try again, I told her, I only have one name, sure. And it's a girl that I would like us sure. to have. And this is a name I'm putting out to the universe. Okay. If it's a boy, I'll name him on the day he arrives.
Based on my research, when you guys were making the child, if your eyes were closed, it would be a girl, so you'll be fine.
It has to be a girl, for sure.
So your eyes were closed.
It has to be. The crazy fact I'll tell you, all the research I learned is that you need lazy sperm to have a girl.
Yeah.
So I gained weight.
Oh, flip.
Yeah. Okay. I gained weight. I let go. I stopped going to the gym. I was eating.
You lived lots the best life ever.
I was living the best life ever. I remember reading comments. Yeah, I said, metric petting, I'm 90.
Yeah.
It's part of the plan. I just ate a lot of cheese, all these things, and I gained a little weight. Can't even, I was working on an order.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My dude, I think the big order for you right now is more Kick-Ass Radio.
Thank you, bro.
And I think because you've been cooking in the kitchen since you were 19.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't be doing this for another 20 years.
Thank you, bro.
So I wish you another 20 years of broadcasting.
Yeah.
Continue being consistent, because consistency is a business plan all by itself.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't realize that.
Yeah. And also, I want to say to you, bro, thank you. I think for most of us, and I speak as a black broadcaster,
sure,
what you were able to achieve in all pillars of this broadcasting thing inspired so many of us to believe that we can do it. When you made the move to Five, I remember reading comments on IOL and Biz Community.
And they were all negative.
Bro.
They were all negative.
From the first time you laughed behind the mic, people were like, oh my God, we got to deal with this laugh now.
Dude.
It was crazy.
Biz Community was our only social media at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember the comments
that I remember that thread. Mm. It was 99% negative.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, banyile.
Yeah. And you did it.
Yeah.
And you did it, big dog. And I just want to say thank you. And I think it's people like yourself that we need to give flowers. Mm. Because
I prefer cash, but I'll take the flowers. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
It's not enough. But thank you for the inspiration, big dog. Thank you.
That's a pleasure, my dog.
For paving the way.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for showing us that we are not stupid for having these dreams.
Mm.
Sometimes we used you guys as references to our family, to our parents.
In the thought, pressure.
Yeah, I remember Mncane saying, I for the motion, because they didn't get it. Dude, when I want to be a fresh one day.
Dude, when I met Euphonic's dad, he came to one of our gigs at Vaca. Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, he's looking at me thinking this motherfucker had my son quit school.
Because it's scary for them. It's scary.
Huh? And Temba's dad was a very stern man.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the table together having drinks.
Yeah.
It's a nice party at Vaca. And all I'm thinking is, fuck Temba. You better don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Those are my only words to Temba. Yeah. Don't fuck it up. So watching him do Europe, do all of South America, going into Asia, I'm like, thank goodness.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Thank
so
you.
Shout out to all of you guys that are proving to your parents that maybe you were not wrong.
Yes.
Because now I can rest a bit easy.
So when are you coming back?
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah. So don't get comfortable, guys. Yeah. No, not you. Not you. No, you can stay comfortable where you are. But the next year, I'll see you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
Lingile next year. So we'll see you next year on the radio.
Shout out one time, man. Yes, sir. Shout out one time. Yeah. I'll never stop saying thank you, man. Guys like yourself, the Smoothers, the Fat Joes, all the Sammy team.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm old school, new school, because I listened to all of you guys.
Yeah.
All of you. I studied all of you guys, and you guys really helped us a lot. Now it's our time to take it a little bit further.
I always say, learn from the old school and new school that shit.
Yes.
And you can't go wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? New school sneakers, old school backpack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sabi.
Thank you.
You're the best thing ever.
Thank you very much. I'm him.
I sound like I was reading a paternity test.
You are the father.
Sabi, you are the best thing ever.
Yes!
My dude, I love you. I love your art. I love your gift. And we'll see you in the morning. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sabi, the best thing ever, is about to leave the building. And we're done. A few days into the new month, and we've already had to deal with upheavals in the political landscape, cold, rain, snow, even a tornado. And that's on top of some, English. Having to study for tests. A comma. Yeah.
This one.
Punctuation is everything.
This one.
Semicolon.
Yeah.
It's fine as long as there's a break there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we are done. A few days into the new month, and we've already had to deal with upheavals in the political landscape. Cold, rain, snow, even a tornado. And that's on top of some having to study for tests. So for now, we at WOW, What a Week, wish you the patience of a journalist waiting for the results from the IEC, the fortitude and sense of humor of a president whose party happened to lose a lot of seats, and the courage, or just balls, of that one person, Onoranya, who voted for the EFF. Hope you all stay distinguished and not extinguished, and hope you all have a WOW week ahead. To all the guys, this month is Mental Health Awareness for Majita, and I'm urging all of us as gents to have a moment to reflect in terms of our state of health up here. Are we coping? Are you coping with the pressures with which you have to deal with every day? A lot of us are under pressure, pressure to deliver, pressure to be a breadwinner, pressure to be working, pressure to be a provider. All of that adds up. And unfortunately, if you don't have an outlet, it starts affecting you up here. So I'm hoping that more and increasingly more of us will see a reason to get help, ask for help, even if it means going to the pastor at church, speaking to an uncle, calling Lifeline, call someone, but please protect your peace. Please look after your mental health. If you need help, it is not weakness to say, I need help. The strength is in admitting that you need help and in getting that help. And I'm hoping that many more of us will realize that we are strong because we got help. I've done it myself, and I'm hoping you'll have the courage to do it for yourself and your loved ones that have to deal with you every single day. We've been coming to you from AMP Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out Pezulu Works for the cinematography, Otis the Flo Fraser for all of the imaging, and our guests today, Sabi. Shout out to our creative producer, Krivesh Mohan, get well soon, brother man, and to our show producer, Gelitso Modisa King. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great week in spite of yourselves.